This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible.
This is Today for Saturday, March 15, 2008. Night or light. The scripture is John 13, verse 30. And it was night. When we read the words, "and it was night," we might think that we are just marking the time of day. But scholars note that these words stand in contrast with what Jesus had said earlier. "I am the light of the world," said Jesus. "Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." With the words, "it was night," we sense that Judas, who would soon betray Jesus to his enemies, was walking into spiritual darkness. Jesus did not want Judas to go into the night. But Judas loved money more than Jesus, and he betrayed Jesus for 30 pieces of silver. The Bible also explains, Satan entered into him. When you forsake Jesus, the one sent by God as the light in this dark world, you enter into the night. That's what life without Jesus is. It's a matter of being lost in spiritual darkness. But you don't have to live there. Listen to Jesus. "I have come into the world as a light, so that no one who believes in me should stay in darkness." We don't have to live as night people. We don't need to cower in dark corners. You see, Jesus entered the dark night of our sin so that we don't have to. He entered the dark so that we could come to the light. Whatever darkness threatens you today, come to Jesus, who can turn the darkness of your night into the light of day. Would you pray with me? Dear Jesus, thank you for being the light of the world. Help me to follow you so that I will not choose darkness over light. In your precious name I pray. Amen.
This is Today, a daily look at life in light of the Bible. Visit us online at thisistoday.net.